The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Another edition of Clan Chat. Aaron Murphy, delighted to have the head coach, Jason Morgan, head of hockey operations, and it has been a pretty good run of form, Morgie. 3 wins in a row, 5 of 7, good home form. And certainly we should touch base as well. You're coming to that holiday period. It's important to go into the December period with a bit of momentum.
Yeah, I know. It's been a great little stretch here. Proud of the group. You know, we've overcome a lot of adversity here as of late. And, with injuries and the illness bug, and it couldn't have come at a better time, heading up to the supporter club's winter gala there they put on for us. That was an amazing event. And I know the guys like a well-deserved relaxing period where they could blow off some steam. And it couldn't have come at a better time coming off 3 wins. So we're creeping up there in the standings. Nice to see. And, we're coming into our own, I think, as a group. We knew coming into the season it was going to be a process. And we gelled very early on off the ice, and now you're starting to see the benefits on the ice. So it's nice to see, and proud of the group, the way they've handled everything, and I couldn't ask for more on that end.
Yeah, third place in the standings, 18 points. Power plays first, 33.3%. Penalty kill, top three, third, 83.3%. Over 51% in the faceoff dot. So all the little things that need to be done to win a hockey game certainly being executed, especially in the last string of games.
Yeah, I mean, our special teams, like obviously the penalty kill early on, I think we were a little bit more undisciplined maybe at the start, or getting more calls against us, so to speak. And so when you're killing that many penalties, it's taxing on your PK guys. And but now we're being more disciplined, and our PK has done a tremendous job. Just the willingness to sacrifice the body, blocking shots, and we're getting some quality goaltending there. Obviously your best PKer has got to be your goaltender, and Auntie's playing really well there. So just credit to everybody involved on the special teams. They're really working at it. And, we go over a lot of video as well, within that aspect to make sure we're prepared for any team that we're facing, and just to keep kind of perfecting that. So credit to the guys on the special teams, who are doing a great job. And it's nice for us to keep up in there in the standings.
I wanted to ask you about a young player that you and I really spent some time on trying to get him into Glasgow, into our purple jersey this season, and that's big Reese Kelly. Really wanted to play in front of his family, really wanted to be in Scotland. I wanted to talk a little bit. I mean, he's had a Man of the Match award recently, but he's really, really grabbed the opportunity by the scruff of the neck, and we got to give a stick tap to Cody Soule as well, who's really taken the big guy, the smaller big guy, under his arm there, so to speak. Can you just talk about the development of Reese Kelly and what you and Jeff Batta and Cody Soule have been doing with Reese to kind of get him up to speed?
Geez, I thought Reese was in his fourth or fifth year. No, that's how he's playing. He's really come into his own, and I think Soler does a great job with him. you know, taking him under his wing, and just on a day-to-day process, how you prepare and deal with it, everything as a professional hockey player. Soler's been great. But I think for him, like coming in as a young defenseman, sometimes, you know, maybe if you, if we had seven or eight D, he wouldn't feel as comfortable, but I think he's earned a spot early and he's kept it. And I think that's given him the confidence knowing he's going to play every night and play a regular shift. And maybe, you know, at the tail end of periods or special teams, he's not getting the minutes, but overall, he's just, he's continuing to develop. He's very coachable. He listens. You know, doing a lot of extra work after with the older veteran defensemen and, you know, with Reds and Soler and like all these guys, he can bolts, like he can learn from these guys on a day-to-day basis and just sit beside them in the room and talking. And, you know, so his development's been, he's exceeded my expectations as far as how fast he's progressed early in the season. So been a, definitely a delight to coach and work with. And he's a great personality too. He's a funny guy and he's good to have in the room.
Well, it's worth every bit of sort of effort to get him into a purple jersey this season. We met his family after a game recently, and they were delighted to be able to see him play. They hadn't seen him play in like 6-7 years for all the traveling he's been doing. So it's lovely to see the family back together as well.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that was a big thing, like for him to play, you know, play in Scotland and you know, to have the opportunity to meet his mom there after, you know, he got the man of the match. It was good timing. And they were excited. He's excited. And as far as coaching staff, we're all very, very pleased with his progress.
Let's talk about Alex Roach as well. You get thrown into the fire a little bit when you come in, and he's a big, big, strong guy. He wanted to jump right on the bus and get down to Guildford, and that game didn't go quite according to plan. He certainly had to catch up pretty quickly. But talk about Roach now. He was fantastic on the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny because you get to a new team, and in your mind, you want to go, but just as game conditioning, I mean, there's only one way to regain that, and that's to play games. And you know, he was a couple months from playing his last game, and you could really kind of, I guess, you know, notice that in the first game in Guildford. He battled, you know, with his lungs and just trying to catch his breath, and it's not not an easy ring to play in to begin with. And then, you know, obviously they were rolling pretty good at that time. And but no, he's every practice and every game that he gets under his belt, he's developing or progressing in that you know, in that fashion that we expect him to. At that level that we want him at, and that's the Roach of the kind we brought in. And man, he's a big body frame. He closes gaps quick. He's got a tremendous stick, and you can see why he's played in the Dell, you know, at that high level for so long. So no, I'm definitely pleased with his progress too. Is like I thought it would take a little bit more, but I think a good week of practice and some tough games under his belt now, he's raring to go. And I think he's going to be a really good asset for our hockey team, just with his size and his composure as a person too. And now you can definitely see why he played at a high level.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there were flashes of why he played in the DEL this past weekend. Let's give a bit of a player update. We'll start off with Reid Petrick. We know he's back in the lineup after a little bit of an injury there, but how's Reid feeling after game action?
Yeah, I mean, another, you know, high quality player for us. And I think for him, it was just the mental part of it, you know, sitting out that year and a half with his major hip surgery. I think now when he had that little tweak in his groin, and I think just mentally probably like, oh no, like, you know, he just wants to protect that core area, I think, with his hips and groins. But no, he's back. And, you know, we have Johnny here, Bats's friend from back home in Canada, working with some of the injured guys. He's a return to play specialist with On Ice Rehab, and he's been working, you know, daily with Combsy and Harrison, and he worked with Petey there to get him back into the games, and just adds us so much more depth, not only, you know, up front, but on our special teams as well.
Well, you mentioned Sanch and Harry and Combs there. Let's give an update on each of them. So how is Charlie progressing with the return to play specialist?
Yeah, excellent. I think today took part in full practice, 5-on-5 contact, everything. You know, there for a while, he was just taking the warm-up drills, no contact, but now he's been on an hour a day with Johnny and progressed with no pain. And they were doing conditioning, battling, different, like tugging with the bands, different pulling, you know, different ways. So he's responded great to that. And now we've kind of inserted him back into the full daily routine of practice. So very excited to get him back in the lineup. I can't give you a definite date, but it will be sometime soon.
And how about Ryan Harrison, who's certainly a physical player, and what he's dealing with, it's better to err on the side of caution, because we know that when he gets back on the ice, he's going to want to hit somebody. He's going to take contact. So how's Harry doing?
Yeah, and obviously you said it, like, Harry's a physical, you know, heart and soul guy, and he plays with a lot of energy. So I think with Harry, if I asked him to play tomorrow, he would. But, no, he's not 100% right now. So he's working with Johnny Daly too. He is making progress just with that SI back thing. You know, you can have some good days, and other days you wake up and it's tightened up again. So we want to be smart. And when we insert him back in the lineup, it's not a high risk for re-injuring it and missing more time. So Harry, he'll let us know. And obviously working with Kirsty and Johnny, it's progressing a lot faster than we thought it would.
Yeah, how about Philip Sanch? I mean, Philip was just starting to find his stride, so to speak. It's the leg injury, but we also know he's going to have to head back to Canada for a little bit of a spell as well, and we support that 100%.
Yeah, I think Sanch, I'm not sure the frame time frame for the fracture to fully heal to where that the walking boot is in, but I'm guessing that's coming up fairly shortly here, and then it comes with the extensive rehab off the ice before he can develop back, you know, to get his on ice rehab going. So, and then obviously had the family, he's got to head home here. I think it's just before Christmas and a return after Christmas. He's going to go home for some short time to deal with a family matter. So obviously that comes first with the organization, and we've granted him that time to go. You know, obviously he's not in a position to hit the ice yet, so he can continue his off ice rehab from home as well.
And much like with Darian Craighead, family comes first, and the ownership and the ethos of the organization going forward is that family and players come first. Let's touch on it a little bit. I mean, the culture and the things that we're trying to build, and as you said, we knew it would be a bit of a process. Perhaps we should do more of these updates and just let people in behind the curtain a little bit. But because we're busy trying to bring in guys like Alex Roach and we're trying to figure things out, sometimes that goes by the wayside. So just touch a little bit about where you think you're at in the room and how you and Jeff Bata, the culture you're trying to build down ringside.
Yeah, I think from day one you set out a vision and an identity for your team, a culture within the four walls of the dressing, the organization, the vision of the organization, and I think we're right on track now. It takes time. I mean, some people think with a new ownership group and a new coaching staff and maybe a higher budget to bring in higher quality players, it happens overnight, and it definitely. In this sport, it's important to build a core group that believe in the culture moving forward. And I think now we're starting to realize that we can compete, and that's part of it. I mean, you know, the league kind of dominated, you know, over the last 10 years by a few of the teams. And, you know, it takes time to get to that level. And I think we've had some success against the top teams. And I think that's what we've noticed now. We're getting more consistency in our game over the 60-minute mark. Before, we were a little bit more mentally fragile, where we let a goal affect us, and we can't do that. It's the game happens quick, and mistakes and goals against and calls against you, or whatever the case is, a bounce here, a bounce there. It's going to happen. So it's how you deal with those momentum swings and to kind of stay more even-keeled and mentally tough. And I think that's kind of where we're at now with our game, and we're getting a lot more consistency all around, whether it's five on five, D zone, special teams, positional. So definitely happy with the progress. And now we got to keep building step by step.
We should also talk about, I mean, we understand if a player is frustrated or if a player, like, again, it goes back to what's best for individuals. So a little bit of an update on one of our players who approached you privately recently, Zach Vanil.
Yeah, I think Vinny, you know, when the team was going through a tough stretch there, we had some injuries up front, like four imports out up front, and Vinny approached me and said that he had played forward till he was 18 years old, and, you know, so I thought I could take him up on his offer and move him up front. I thought he did a great job. Like, he was playing third line, you know, wing for us, and did a great job for us. But as we started to get some bodies back, and then we added Rocher, kind of to take his place there on the back end, his minutes started to go down. I think for Vinny, he's a smart kid with a good university degree. And I think at this point in his career, he wants to play a lot and develop and you know, I don't know the length of his career that he plans on, but for him, he came in and just said, listen, if I'm not going to play a lot, is it possible that I could be released? So he approached us and, you know, that was his decision. And from an organizational standpoint, coaching standpoint, we grant him the release and, you know, he can find a place maybe where he's going to play a lot more minutes and if that's what he wants.
But we should also thank Vinny for this time here. He had a big overtime goal. He skates at an elite level, a likable character as well, a real smart kid, as you said. So we wish Vinny all the best and certainly no animosity there. We have to turn the page and start thinking about the Challenge Cup now. Challenge Cup quarterfinal this Wednesday, 7:30 face-off. Tickets are 10 for adults and 5 for kids. It'll be on Clan TV Live as well if you can't make it to the arena. But the Cardiff Devils, they've had some serious success in Challenge Cup and sort of the playoffs the last few years. So this will be a real top test for the Clan.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, they're a high caliber hockey team. I mean, they got a lot of depth, and it's kind of one team that we're chomping at the bit to beat this year. So yeah, the guys are definitely excited. We're hoping that you know, all the Purple Army and fans will come out to support us tomorrow as we enter into this game. And I think it's exciting for the Clan as well in the quarterfinals here of the Cup and the kind of the first year of the rebuild here. And so definitely exciting times and hopefully for good results.
And if you didn't get enough of the Devils on Wednesday night in the Cup, they're in town for a league game this Sunday, December 10th at 5 p.m. as well. I mean, look, it's a busy time. And as you go into that Christmas period, it really does start. The games come thick and fast. So this is your first sort of Christmas go around. You've had the OFC ball. Let's just talk about the fans a little bit, because it has been loud and proud in the arena. And I'm sure it was loud and proud at the OFC winter ball as well.
Yeah, no, they put on a fantastic event for all the players and partners and spouses. And, you know, like I said, there were some players had girlfriends just arrived in town. So everyone was welcome. Fantastic spread. You know, just some guys were able to unwind and just chat and just a great environment to relax in. And, yeah, you know, with the holiday season coming, you're seeing, you know, a lot more families from all over book tickets to come in. So a great time for everybody. And yeah, no, the fans have been amazing the last few games. It's just been a great environment to play in front of. And hopefully that continues here over the holiday season.
You need one of these, Morgan. You need one of these for Clan Chat. Oh, wow. You need a Santa mug. Yeah, look, I'm not going to tell you what's in there, but it's important to note as well, Cody Soule had his mom and dad over, his aunt and uncle over. It was really lovely to meet Cody Soule, and they're so proud of him. And they actually mentioned that he likes working with Reese Kelly. He likes to be that leader. So tells you a lot about Soler, and certainly Luke Lynch's folks were over from Pittsburgh. I think he's a big Pittsburgh Pirates guy, and it was lovely to see some of the families come over. Being American, obviously Lynch, I think his family were over for more of the Thanksgiving kind of thing and all that, but just lovely to see the families over and lovely to see them at Brayhead Arena as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think some of the, you know, the players, when they make that, you know, the journey over to Europe, they're gone for eight and a half, nine months of the year. And it's, I think it's important for them to have the support of their family back home. And that's the reason why we play this game. And so it's been so nice to meet some of them too after games or before games. And yeah, I am looking forward to over the holiday season. I'm sure more are going to be booking trips and visiting. So it's a family from the dressing room to the staff to the full organization, all family members as well.
Yeah, I know that your dad watches the webcast as well, so he will be tuning in from Kitchener. I'm sure all the family back in Newfoundland and Seal Cove have been watching along as well. So a big Challenge Cup quarterfinal this Wednesday at home against Cardiff, as mentioned, 7:30 face-off. Tickets 10 for adults, 5 for kids, and available on Clan TV as well. Final in taking off here, because I know you got lots to do, you and Jeff Bada. Never stop on the video, never stop on the prep. Just a message to the Purple Army as we head into the Christmas season and sort of until our next update.
Yeah, no, just to thank them for their continued support, and just you know, we need you tomorrow louder than ever to give us that extra boost there against Cardiff, and look forward to seeing you guys all tomorrow night.
All right, Morgie, get back to work. We'll see you soon, and thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat, bud.
Yeah, appreciate it, Murph, anytime.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7-9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.